But right now, we are joined by the 2018 NASCAR Cup Series champ. He is the driver of the number 22 Shell Pennzoil Ford Mustang for Team Penske. 2015 Daytona 500 winner, qualified for the NASCAR playoffs, back-to-back third-place finishes in the last two races, two wins, eight top fives, 16 top tens. This year, Bass Pro Shops Night Race is Saturday. Joey Logano is my guest. Joey, it's great to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing good, Jim. How you been?
Good, good. In fact, let me rephrase that, Joey. Since you and I have spoken a couple of times over the course of the season, now that we are into September and into the playoffs, how are you doing and how is that vibe around your team?
Oh, it's game time. This is the best part of the year. I tell everyone it's like Christmas. You just don't you see that big prize at the end of these 10 weeks of the playoffs and see that championship trophy there. That's the goal. That's what you shoot for, and this is the opportunity ahead of us. We've been working all year preparing for these moments, and we've come out of the gates pretty strong here. A couple third-place finishes, leading laps in contention for a win, and we put ourselves in a pretty good spot for Bristol this weekend to get through the first round. So that's a good sign, and that intensity will keep ratcheting up as the playoffs go. But like I said, with the right attitude and enjoying every moment of it, and embracing the pressure, it ends up being a pretty fun experience.
Joey Logano joining us. He's the driver of the number 22 Shell Pennzoil Ford Mustang for Team Penske. I like that note or that thing you just said about embracing the pressure. Why is it so important to embrace the pressure, and how do you go about doing that?
I've missed the playoffs before and didn't have the pressure. I've learned that pressure is a privilege after that. That is an awful feeling, not having the pressure. You want to have that moment. So I think maybe the lessons I learned that year in 2017 was probably the maybe the most valuable lesson of my career of how much you really want it when it's not there. So you value those moments when you're not in the battle that you want to be in.
We're talking to Joey Logano. You're not going to appreciate that. Now, you've had the two wins in Vegas and Phoenix, and then everything shut down. Then it restarts. So it might have taken a little bit of time to rediscover your rhythm with this really unusual schedule, but now you're stacking top tens. What has been the biggest difference for you and the team of late?
Yeah, you know what it is? We're not practicing anymore, and that makes it kind of hard to grow a lot as a team. You know, when we're out there working on our car and trying new things and tuning our car into where we want to, you know, you're able to learn a lot before the race starts. Well, now everything we learn is post-race, you know, and you can't make adjustments that the caliber of the ones that you want during the race. So you learn everything after the race, and you go to a racetrack that's not even close to the one you just raced at, and you got to wait a few months to go back to the same racetrack you just were at to actually learn something, to put what you've learned into use. So, you know, that stuff is probably made our growing curve a little bit steeper than we wanted it to. You know, that being, you know, with a new crew chief this year, new team, all those things, and obviously the social distancing and doing everything through, you know, virtual meetings and all this, like, it's just taken a longer time than expected. So trying to find a way that makes it worked during this pandemic as a team, and then you know, over time getting our cars closer to where they need to be as soon as the race starts, and it seems like here lately we've gotten a lot closer to start off and closer where we were earlier in the year.
We are talking to Joey Logano. Now, Joey, you've got a night race at Bristol, and there are going to be fans in the stands. How excited are you to see them back, and how aware are you of the fans during a race?
But at Bristol, you're pretty aware of it. You know, Bristol's a half-mile racetrack. It's the fastest half-mile we go to, high bank. They call it the last great Coliseum because it's literally like that. And, you know, if you race there and nobody's there, it's a weird vibe. You know, it's a stadium atmosphere. And we're in the all-star race there a few months ago, and they had some fans there. And in here, once again, with fans, it just it lights the place up. Even with, you know, 30,000 fans or so in there, it feels... I guess it's that many people can make a lot of noise still, you know, whether it's during driver intros or before the race starts. You still see everybody's, you know, camera phones flashing and stuff, especially during a night race like this. And it's honestly, I mean, Bristol's the best racetrack we go to. It really is. It puts on an amazing race. So it's cool to be able to put on a good show for the fans.
Joey Logano joining us here in the jungle. Joey, let me ask you about something that happened last month. It was announced that Erik Jones and Joe Gibbs Racing would be going their separate ways. Jones said that he was surprised by the news. The story goes that you and he may not be especially close, but when you saw that news, you reached out to him. Why was that, and what made you do so?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a very similar story to what I've gone through, and I never really talked to Erik before that moment, but you know, I used to race for Joe Gibbs Racing, started there at a very young age, didn't perform to the level that I needed to, and found myself out looking for a job. And kind of like I was talking about a minute ago about not making the playoffs, well, you know, and you learn so much in those moments. Well, it's the same thing when you lose your job. You learn more about yourself than ever, and, you know, who your real friends are, who's really behind you, and about yourself, you know, what makes you tick. And having a second opportunity obviously is meant so much to me that I can show up as a, you know, at the time a 21-year-old had 4 or 5 years experience and kind of knew what I wanted a little bit more. Well, he's just gone through the same exact story. So I felt obligated. I felt like I needed to say something and tell him about my experiences and maybe just bring his spirits up a little bit, because I remember those years being the hardest ones of my life. And it sounds so crazy because people are saying, oh, well, you're still a race car driver. What are you complaining about? But, you know, and that's true. That's 100% true. People are going through things way, way harder than that. But I do know for me personally, it was a hard time. And if I can help somebody through that, that's just the right thing to do.
I think that's really interesting. Like, he made the point that lunch gave him hope because of the fact that you've gone on to win more than 20 races and a cup championship since. But to your other point, Joey, that, hey, how bad can it be? You're still a race car driver. Fact of the matter is, if you get fired, it's gonna rattle you, right? It's gonna get into your head a little bit. It might shake your confidence. Ultimately, you might be better in the way you come back from that, but that's understandable. How could you go through something like that and not have it affect you and not have it affect your confidence? It's going to.
There's no, of course. there's no way it doesn't, you know. And I know that I've lived through that. And you know, you going to a race where you feel like you have a team around you that doesn't believe in you. You can only imagine in any sport what that's like, you know, and you're not going to really perform to the level that you think you're capable of, because eventually you're going to believe the people that are around you. You know, it's the whole thing that your parents taught you, right? Tell me who you're hanging out with, I'll tell you how you're going to end up. You know, it's the same thing in a team environment. And, you know, like I said, just he has talent. He's been around the sport long enough. He's won races before. It's the same exact position I was in, and you just get in the right position at the right team, and, you know, 3 years later, 4 years later, we won the championship, you know? So, and if you told me that 4 years ago before that moment, I would never believe you. And so I just, like I said, just keep his hopes up and something will turn out.
You bet. It's a great story. Now, in the past, you and I have talked about the work that you and your family are doing with the Joey Logano Foundation. Last week, you announced that the foundation would be making 9 grants of $22,000 to charities to help kids in crisis and to provide COVID relief. What's it mean to you to be in a position where you can support organizations like that?
Yeah, and that's the why, right? That's the why you go racing. That's the why we do what we do, because honestly, at the end of the day, Jim, trophies are pretty empty, right? They're all empty cups. That's what they are. You know, if you can fill them up with love and passion and helping people, that's where they actually have a meaning and can do something. And that's what the Joey Logano Foundation is all about, the supporters of it. We've been able to do a lot of great things for COVID relief with a $1 million fund. And we went through that to really help a lot of individuals during this moment. And now getting back to our roots is giving second chances, like I got in my career, to children and young adults in times of crisis. So a lot of kids that have been put into the foster care system, group homes, you know, those type of things that people that need, you know, resources, role models, and things like that. So, yes, for the rest of the season here, the last, you know, 8 weeks from now to the end now, we're doing $22,000 a week to these organizations, because as you can imagine, this year with what COVID is, getting the funding for things like this have kind of gone by the wayside. As so many people have their own issues they have to deal with, it makes it harder for them to make ends meet and to help these kids and have someone believe in them, right? That's what they need. They just need somebody to believe in what they can be and spark that little bit of fire inside of them, and it really turn out to be a a contributing member of society. That's what we want these young, you know, men and women to be.
Clearly, you are filling buckets. Good job. Well done, Joey. He's the driver of the number 22 Shell Pennzoil Ford Mustang for Team Penske. The Bass Pro Shops Night Race is Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. He is your 2018 Series champ, 2015 Daytona 500 winner. Joey, appreciate you, the relationship, and always having you on the show. Thanks so much.
You the man. Thanks, dude. See you soon.
You too. Joey Logano. It's the best.